The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
An estimated 2,500 secretaries and caretakers are engaging in an action in pursuit of public service pensions and entitlements enjoyed by other school workers such as SNAs and teachers. The trade union force has said it is heartened by support from schools and from the public, but disappointed by a lack of engagement from the government. Exploratory talks took place last Wednesday at the Workplace Relations Commission, but the union has said no proposals have been brought that could form the basis for negotiations, and there's been silence from government over the weekend since that meeting last Wednesday. I'm joined by the head of education at Forza, Andy Pike. Andy, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, I heard your plea yesterday morning after the weekend, and you sounded forlorn. Not a word, not a whisper from government.
Well, our members are not forlorn. They're out again today. They're still on strike. It's 6 days since the dispute started. It's the fourth day of actual strike action. And today they're visiting their local constituency TDs, those that are supporting government parties and independents who support the government, to politely and reasonably ask them to give them a pledge of support to come out and commit to either using the Labour Court to resolve this or going back to their party leaders to say this really needs to be sorted out. The level of support around the country has been phenomenal.
Now, what is the deficit, as you see it, in the entitlements of, on the one hand, caretakers, on the other hand, secretaries?
Well, caretakers have a pay issue. There was a pay agreement for secretaries concluded in 2022. It committed the Department of Education to implementing a similar pay framework for caretakers. That hasn't been done. That needs to be completed. The big deficit for both groups, when compared to their colleagues working alongside them day by day in the same schools, is access to a proper occupational pension through the public service pension framework.
Now, if you look at the people who are in occupational pensions at the moment, they do contribute to their pension schemes. So the idea would be if you brought all secretaries and caretakers into that scheme, in order to have any kind of a decent pension, they might have to provide a fairly hefty cash injection to generate a pension.
Well, this has been done many, many times before, and there was an example that we cited in 2023, in June 2023, when despite the Department of Public Expenditure and Education saying no one could get access to a public service pension anymore if you were a school secretary, they did make an offer. And the offer was full retrospection, full recognition of your service as a school secretary, and the employee contributions would be deducted from your lump sum when you retired. Now, that's not the best offer, but it's an example of how you could look at resolving some of these difficult issues. Now, that offer was only made to a small cohort of people, about 70, we think.
But that, it was might be recent. People with reasonable service, where the lump sum accrued would compensate for the amount to be injected. For people with shorter service, that sum doesn't add up.
Well, no.
Because the lump sum wouldn't amount to much.
These are some of the issues we'd really like to get around the table and talk about with the Department of Education. But unfortunately, there have been no talks. As you've said, there's been no engagement, just radio silence. And we find that amazing when there's real support for this amongst the whole of the school community. It's causing a degree of problem, a degree of disruption. And we do think the government's elected to govern, and they're just sitting back and letting this unfold.
Now, you would understand that they have reservations about maybe what they regard as a fear of contamination. In other words, we give you this, and suddenly there's a queue of people looking for the same. I want more of what they have.
Yes, that's true. What makes this dispute so special is that it is unique, because where workers want to improve their terms and conditions, we've never come across a situation where everyone works for the same employer, but there's only two people in the building excluded from the pension scheme. You're either all in or you're all out. In a school, all the teachers and SNAs are in the pension arrangements and caretakers and secretaries are not. We haven't found that set of circumstances anywhere else. So the risk that it will spread
employed?
Is minimal, we think.
Just Andy, just to clarify, are they employed by the school board?
Yeah.
Even though they're paid for by the Department of Education?
Yes, there's a rather unusual employment relationship. Everybody is employed by the board of management, the teacher, the SNA, the caretaker and the secretary. The minister sets the terms and conditions now for teachers, SNAs and secretaries, and is the paymaster. But the board of management is the employer of all of them.
So if you have a row over anything, it's the board of management that you complain to, not the minister.
Yes, whenever there's a difficulty, the Department of Education is very quick to remind everybody that they are not the employer, it's the board of management.
So the worry is that maybe huge thousands and thousands of workers under the Section 39 designation would feel they want the same as the caretakers and secretaries might win. What do you say to that argument?
Well, I say we can't really stand over this endemic discrimination in our schools any longer. Secretaries and caretakers have been mad as hell for years and years, and now they're showing their employers, they're showing the public that they've had enough. Their situation, we think, is almost unique. I haven't come across a similar set of circumstances.
You don't think that the Section 39 thing applies at all?
Well, I'm sure there's a legitimate aspiration to improve terms and conditions in Section 39 employments, and workers have every right to do that. But their set of circumstances
Section 39ers?
Some of them we do, some of them.
So if you get this, they'll be saying to you, you're our union, you go get that for us too.
Well, we understand that, but we wouldn't see the same set of circumstances where they could show that some of them were in the public service pension scheme and some of them were not. Our focus is on improving the terms and conditions for school secretaries and caretakers.
That's how long do you think you can sustain this strike? Because it's an indefinite mandate to carry on. So, how long will they be prepared to be on the picket line?
Well, they knew what they were voting for. There was only one option on the ballot, and 98% of them voted for an indefinite strike. And it's clear now on day six, really, of the dispute that a one-day strike would have made no difference. So they're telling us they will go on for weeks, if not months. The dispute will continue until we get an acceptable agreement, or they tell us themselves that they want to give up. I mean, over the weekend, Pat, if I could just mention, we saw political parties come out and suggest that the Labour Court should intervene, including Sinn Féin and the Labour Party and the Social Democrats. We've had a think about that, and if the government side is willing to cooperate with a referral to the Labour Court and abide by the outcome, and if the court suggests something, if the government side is willing to fund it, then that's one way of resolving matters. But this impasse is only going to make matters worse. They have to come out and say something, surely.
Andy Pike, who's head of education at Forza, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.